Street Fighter, what up, boy?
What up, what up?
I
think I'm still muted. I couldn't
everything.
Tell.
I don't think, nah, we can hear you. You tapped in, we can all hear
right.
you. All right, so let's go ahead, you know what I'm saying, crack this can open. ESPN put out, or has been putting out, I want to say they top 74 players of all time. 74 is a very peculiar number, but that's neither here nor there. We really not going to focus on, like, all 74 players that were mentioned. We just want to, like, touch on their most recently released top 10 players of all time. Now, before, you know what I'm saying, we just, like, kick ESPN's dough down and start airing that shit out. Is there anything about this list that you actually like? Let's go there.
I like that they put Scottie Pippen on the list, because I feel like some people be sleeping on Scottie. They put him too high, but, you know, I'm going to just concentrate on things I like first. I like that they put him on the list, because people be sleeping on Scottie. I'm not sure why. I know you won't hear for
so,
it, but, like, damn.
Okay. Okay. So, that pretty much was like a rhetorical question. They say it's no such thing as a dumb question, but like I said, before we, you know what I'm saying, now we're going to go ahead and just kick their door down. All right. So, let me just go ahead and read off ESPN's top 10 of their top 74 NBA players of all time for our listening viewers, right? So at number 10, they have Diesel. They got Shaquille O'Neal at number 10. Coming in at number 9, they have the late, great Kobe Bryant. At number 8, they got the big fundamental. Tim Duncan checks in at number 8. At number 7, they got champion, MVP, Hall of Famer, the greatest Celtic in Celtics history, Larry Bird. Sorry, Paul Pierce. At number 6, they got Wilt Chamberlain. All right. At number 5, they have the legendary Magic Johnson, arguably the greatest point guard in NBA history. At number 4, I'm sure Street Fighter can appreciate this, they have the iconic Bill Russell. Remember all the championships, but nobody really considers him the greatest. But even though he has the most championships amongst, you know, individual players, neither here nor there. He checks in at number 4. At number 3, they have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the NBA's leading scorer. All-time leading scorer, accumulated points, all that good jazz. He checks in at number 3. Now, this is why I titled the episode ESPN, LeBron James and MJ are proud sponsors of ESPN. Because for the past couple of years, Street Fighter, it just seems as if it doesn't matter about any other players in history besides LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Would you like to just take a guess for our listeners right now as to who they put at number 2 between LeBron James and Michael Jordan? Just take a crack at it. Take your time now.
I'm gonna think too hard. I'm going to guess LeBron.
Oh, Collector Mundo, my friend. Pardon me, I don't have any gift to give to you for guessing that correctly, but you know what I'm saying? Just give yourself a pat on the back for that one. And, of course, y'all know it, widely perceived as the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan checks in at number 1. All right, so we're going to tap back in with LeBron and Michael here very, very shortly. I know that there are two players on this list that have definitely been misplaced. It really pisses me off for whomever curated this list to have Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant at number 10 and number 9, respectively, as the greatest players in NBA history at number 9 and number 10. That just blew my damn mind, Street Fighter. I really couldn't wrap my mind around naming, in Shaq's case, 9 players that are better than him, and in Kobe's case, 8 players that are better than him. In history, I'm so sick of all of this recency bias that they are continuing to shade my boy Kobe Bryant, even after his death. I don't understand. I really don't. I mean, you can call me a young buck. You can call me naive. No, I didn't have an opportunity to watch all the great players that pretty much played from as far back as the 60s on up until, like, the 1990s. I'm a 90s baby that grew up in the 2000s. So that's when, you know, my era, if you want to call it that, pretty much starts. It's not to say that I can't be a historian and do my homework. But when I go back and I look at certain highlights of players of yesterday, I really don't see where it's justified where Kobe Bryant is at number 9 on that freaking list. I'm gonna turn it over to you right now because I could go on and on and on about how pissed I am. They continuing to slight my boy as if, you know what I'm saying, he's not arguably the greatest player in NBA history. Street Fighter, go ahead and take it over, man. When you seen this list, I want to know, man, what were your immediate thoughts when you looked at this list?
Anger, but not especially, well, you know what, it's the same people. Anger at two different things. One, a group of people, another a person. The group of people, the NBA media. I'm mad at the NBA media because something they did back in the 1990s, 2000 is something that affected this list. And the person I'm mad at was a part of that. And that person is Steve Nash. Steve Nash couldn't vote himself as the MVP, but he got 2 MVPs and neither of them belonged to him. Steve Nash was like 30-something, I think, on this list. Imagine if Steve Nash didn't have 2 MVPs where he would be on this list. Imagine if Kobe had 2 MVPs and Shaq had, because I hope Shaq got an MVP. Imagine if Kobe and Shaq had 2 MVPs. Imagine where they would be at on this list.
I have heard Shaq really air out his grievances for only having 1 league MVP award, and that came back in the 99 and 2000 season. You recall those years that Steve Nash won back-to-back MVPs. Look, man.
That was Shaq attack years. Shaq attack.
It really is disheartening to know that the two players that kicked off the top 10 only have 1 league MVP award, respectively, amongst themselves. I really can't wrap my mind around Shaq only having 1 and Kobe only having 1. In the back
Tim
half
Duncan
of his career, mind you. Say it again.
Does Tim Duncan have an MVP?
Tim Duncan has 2 of them.
I was wondering. I think Tim Duncan has 2, actually.
Tim Duncan got two MVPs.
No further case, Your Honor. Carry on. All
right. So again, I have to ask. Now, we're not going to insert any players that were outside of this top 10 into the top 10. We just want to strictly focus on this list according to ESPN. Do you have a problem with Shaq being at number 10?
I do. I need to know what we're judging by. That's what I really need to know. What are we judging by? Are we judging by what they did in their careers? Because if so, then no. Unfair, not the number 1 is always going to happen.
This is the most dominant player in modern day history. I have not seen a player dominate basketball the way Shaq did back in the day.
Imagine to say that, because in the next couple of years, it looks like we might see Giannis do some of the same stuff. But, you know, I feel you on that. Besides that,
Shaq
did the league dirty.
I know Shaq is giving Giannis his props. He says if Shaq was in the NBA today, he says more than likely he would be like Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I give you that. But still to the level, we talking about somebody like easily, you know, it could get you like 30 and 15 a night. And the biggest, you know what I'm saying, gripe people have with Shaq is that Shaq really didn't take care of himself health-wise. We talking about
people in the media have a problem with that. Everybody that played against him wish he'd have been worse.
Like you said in his interview with Kobe, they sat down a couple of years ago, I think with TNT. He said, like, I don't need to spend all summer getting my body right to go and dunk on people at the beginning of the season. Again, it baffles me that he checks in at number 10. Oh, man. I know this is a rhetorical question, but I have to ask you, do you have an issue with Kobe Bryant being at number 9?
Oh, yes. Because, look, here where we go again. I need to know what we're measuring. If we're measuring what this player did in their career, then listen, fair or unfair, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain will always be at the top. He just will be. Like, he has his own record book. Yeah, he played against a lot of white guys, short guys. We still call Bill Russell great. So Wilt Chamberlain was better than Bill Russell. I don't care who says what or how they feel about it. But if we're talking about, like, talented, top 10 talented players, hey, Celtics fans, put your ear in tight. Get ready.
Uh-oh.
Some Lakers fans,
uh-oh,
feel how you feel.
Uh-oh.
Kobe was better than Larry Bird. I'd take Kobe over Larry Bird.
I don't think.
No, that's fine. You don't have to. I would. Magic, it's up in the air for me. Magic will say whatever. Everybody that want to say Magic say Kobe the greatest Laker, I've never show with Magic, because Magic will say a lot of things. But me personally, look, man, I might have taken Kobe. Do I have a bias? Probably so. I don't give a damn. That's my opinion. It's not y'all's mouth to speak from. I'm going to take Kobe, especially over Larry Bird. Look, shout out to Larry for being able to rebound and pass like he did. Kobe could have passed more. He didn't want to. He wanted to be like Jordan. Larry Bird wasn't jumping higher than Kobe. If Kobe wanted to get more rebounds, I guess he would have got more rebounds and guarded less on the perimeter. It is what it is. Kobe wasn't guarding people in the post, so he wasn't getting rebounds like that. But if we're talking about scoring, hey, y'all, Kobe wasn't a three-point shooter Larry Bird was, but I bet you Kobe could get more buckets than Larry Bird could if they really needed it. We ain't going to have a discussion.
I know Kobe was more of a volume shooter, but, like, listen, there are players that I say this in my humble opinion, that were great in their eras, and then I feel like there are players in history that would have been themselves in any era. I apologize anybody of, you know, that may be older that's listening to this that may have been able to witness Larry Bird and some of the other, you know, greats of yesterday play. A lot of these players that have cracked this top 10, I do not have them being themselves in today's NBA or even like 10, 15 years ago. I believe Kobe Bryant would have.
I just want to say the logo is not in any of these lists. Carry on, man. Carry on.
What you saying? You know what? And since I'm currently, like, I'm stationed in West Virginia, I actually had mentioned that to one of my coworkers. I said, ain't it really like an indictment that the logo of the NBA, a man from the little great old state of West Virginia, never, ever gets mentioned as the greatest player? And barely do I hear any whoops of him being mentioned as one of the greatest players in NBA history. That Jerry
Nobody
West
will.
Is not a name that people. No, Jerry West is not a name people immediately run to. But yeah, he's the logo of the NBA. Neither here nor there. All right, let's keep on. Let's carry on. Checking in. at number seven, Street Fighter, do you have an issue with Larry Bird being at number seven? Ahead of Shaq and Kobe, I might add.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, pardon me. I'm tripping.
Definitely.
Hold on. A pause. I'm tripping. At number eight, pardon me. I can't count tonight. Checking in at number eight, Tim Duncan. Do you have an issue with Tim Duncan being at number eight?
Yes, I do. And if you want to know why, look back at the year. It's 2000, 2001, maybe either 1999 or 2002. Look at what Shaq did to Tim Duncan and Dave Robinson. That's all I have to say.
Carry on. That's all I got to say.
I mean, I give it to Tim Duncan. I think that his champion – that's why I say, like, what metric are people really, like, exerting? Because – I think that people give him, and I want your honest like opinion on this too. Are great and best synonymous in your eyes?
You said what?
I want to know, like, are great players and the best players, are they synonymous or are they mutually exclusive?
In my eyes,
or can
the
they be
thing.
Mutually exclusive?
If I'm going to say somebody's great, I feel like they're one of the best players in the league or on their team. So that's usually the same thing for me.
Because I don't think anybody would really revere Tim Duncan as the best power forward from a skill standpoint. Even though he, you know, is the big fundamental. But I believe in totality with championships. I mean, he was a superstar player. Didn't have a superstar personality, but definitely a superstar player. All-stars, defensive player, those kinds of things. I give it to it. But I really don't think that a lot of people outside of, you know, his accolades and things will really, like, look at him as the best power forward ever. But that's just, you know, my
That's
opinion.
All people be
right.
saying.
At number seven, Larry Legend, do you have a problem with Larry Legend being at number seven? Ahead of Shaq, ahead of Kobe, and ahead of Tim Duncan.
I do if we're talking about talented players. Because, hey, man, look, you ain't finna have me picking Larry Legend over Kobe Bryant. It's not going down
or
like
Shaq.
That.
Or Shaq.
Or Shaq.
Period.
Dear God, over Shaq. Hell no.
All right. Let's keep it pushing. Let's keep it pushing. At number six, Wilt Chamberlain.
We need to be higher.
Why
That's
does
it.
Wilt need to be higher
That's the
for
story.
You? Why does Wilt need to be higher for you?
Are you by any chance, are you looking at the story right now as we're reading these numbers off?
I'm not. I just want to know.
I wish you were. I'm trying to pull it up. Because in the story, they had Wilt Chamberlain's averages. I think it was something like 30-some points,
30,
22 rebounds.
And 4 assists.
So, Your Honor, I don't know what evidence
What's
we need
the metric?
To procure.
I mean, but what is the metric?
What is the
metric?
Metric,
though?
What can Will do? What can he do? What can we? I need to know what we measuring, because we can't be measuring championships, because I don't see Bill Russell as number one, and we can't be measuring talent, because unfair or not, Will has to be number one.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even condemn him. I wouldn't even condemn him back with them stats for like whatever like mediocre players people may want to say he went up against. Hey. You can only play
dirty.
They put on the flow.
And
yeah,
it's not like people keep – I hate to bring his name up twice, but what is his name? Jerry West. Shout out to Jerry West as an executive, by the way. We ain't trying to shut the man time. As an executive, I'd want him all day, every day, any day. But like, as a player, listen, I don't remember Jerry West's numbers, but Jerry West got, like, finals MVP and a finals he lost, and I think he scored, like, 30 points a game or something. Will Chamberlain probably would have put up 50 points a game. And y'all would have said, you know, he ain't win the championship. Do y'all know what Wilt Chamberlain was doing to people? Do y'all know what Wilt Chamberlain was doing to people?
You got to
respect Don't nobody
it, like,
know who was on his team. I don't know who played with Wilt Chamberlain. I don't know not one dude.
I think Mike is the only other player in history career average to have like 30 points per game as an average. I think Mike is the only other player. Okay,
no,
I think
Harden did it. Didn't Harden do it?
No, we're talking about like career. James Harden still is like his cement ain't dry yet. His cement ain't dry yet. All right. Number five, the legendary Magic Johnson.
I'm fine with Magic here because I feel like even if we moved other people around, Magic would still be somewhere right about here. 5, 6, or 7, that's where Magic would be. Although, again, like, it's crazy to me, but I feel like Magic Johnson, outside of, like, the top two people on this list, and I said two, I know there's some other names, I said two, Magic Johnson could play in any damn era and still have people paying extra money to see him play.
He would really thrive in today's NBA.
Woo! Imagine, this ain't going to be fair, and I know some people are going to be mad because aren't you a Lakers fan? Imagine Magic Johnson on the Warriors with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
That's exactly what I was finna get to now. He spent – he spent – oh, my God. Now, he spent – was it 13 seasons with the Lakers. Now his career averages are 19.5 points per game, 7.2 rebounds per game. Which I just want to say he averaged 11.2 assists per game back in the Showtime era. And with how you know like the spread offense has really like permeated the NBA, I swear. Now his points per game might take a drastic drift because we know Magic Johnson won't no threat from behind the 3-point line. Tell you what. I believe you when you say, if you were to ever say that, damn it, he might go ahead and average, I would say anywhere from maybe 13 to 15 assists per game. That might be generous.
Imagine him taking Draymond's spot.
Oh, my God. Hey, I tell you one thing. Kevin Durant would have never came at Magic Johnson like he came at Draymond Green. Because Magic would have made
Magic would have made that pass. I was about to say, Magic wouldn't have done that pass. Magic would have been KD over there. KD can shoot. We straight.
Hell yeah. I'm talking about, man, as soon as Magic or whomever got the rebound, outlet the Magic and run. I want you on this wing. I want you on that wing. You know Magic is going to find you some kind of way. The defense is
one thing about
Magic. Collapse on Magic.
No, it's terrifying. Yo, watching Magic, I look back at the highlights every now and then. I still be confused of how the ball got where it got. I got to rewind 3 times to look at the pass. Woo, boy. Magic Johnson.
The legendary Magic Johnson. All right, so you pretty much saying you would kind of keep him where he's at. Fine. At number four, the greatest winner in basketball history, 11 titles in 13 years, mind you, the legendary Bill Russell.
Yeah.
13 years as a Boston Celtic. 5 MVP awards.
Man.
11
man, like, what am
NBA
I,
selections.
What am I supposed to do with this? Like, on the one hand, listen. I'll fight anybody over. I will never, ever, ever say Bill Russell was better than Wilt Chamberlain. It will never happen. It won't happen.
But you would say he's greater. You would say he's greater than Wilt Chamberlain, right?
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I'm so serious.
Oh, wow.
There's
okay.
No metric.
That would be my thing. He may not have been as talented as Wilt, but for accolades and, you know, like, in the pantheon of greats and legacy and things, I would say he's greater than Wilt.
All right, sure. I get where you're going with that, and I feel that. But here's how I look at it. Didn't Bill Russell have a Hall of Fame team?
Hey, man.
Like
more props to his,
every
more,
Celtic
more props
on
to
his
front
team?
Office. More props to his front office.
No.
The front office back then was a little different. I ain't giving front offices props back then. But my point is, Will Chamberlain put up like 40 on them in the finals or something like that. Some crazy numbers like that. And people kept saying Bill Russell shut Will Chamberlain down. Will Chamberlain gave everybody on that team buckets. His team was trash. Point blank period. His team was just trash. He kept losing to Bill Russell in the finals. And nobody, man, I ain't got the love for Bill Russell everybody else got. I ain't saying he a trash player, but like, homeboy was what, 6'10"? He was like 6'10", so shout out to him and his defensive prowess. Will Chamberlain's better than him. He could be like number 4 or 5, right below Magic, maybe.
Okay, so you would push Bill Russell back, is what you're saying.
Get out.
All right, at number 3, the lone player that still sits at the mountaintop with the most points accumulated in NBA history, I hook Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at number 3.
Now, he's an enigma because Kareem low-key may be the most talented player in NBA history. If not in put Wilt at 1, I'd probably put Kareem at 1. Well, actually, I wouldn't, because there's somebody else who kind of comes to mind. If I didn't put, regardless, Wilt Chamberlain, underrated. Crazy good on defense. His offense was good even when he couldn't walk. Like, they keep talking about how old, I didn't really know how old he played until and was still scoring double digits. That's actually crazy to me. All some other stuff. It really don't make sense. But Will Chamberlain was just, he was just great. Also, hold on a sec. Quick thing that just came to mind. Maybe I'm a little late to say this. I know we already up here, but why in the hell did LeBron James make the top 10 but Kevin Durant didn't? Should I wait till we finish this list to ask that question? Or am I too soon?
Yeah, let's finish because I'm finna go. All right.
I'm sorry, this just came to mind. I got it. It kind of made me mad.
I'm finna go on like an epic rant. Okay, so the captain checks in at 3. At number 2, again, this is why I titled the episode, LeBron James and Michael Jordan are proud sponsors of ESPN. They have LeBron in at number 2.
I'm not mad at it. Look,
I am.
I know. That's fair. We got different feelings about LeBron. The reason I said maybe I wouldn't put Kareem as number 1, if they didn't have Wilt as number 1, it's because I might put LeBron. Because for real, I like to say people adapted. Because when I watched some of the last, wow, did I really forget what it's called? Michael Jordan,
damn,
the height of the documentary.
Yeah, The Last Dance, bro. My God.
Last Dance. I'm right. Yeah, hey,
you
look.
You got to get familiar.
It is,
you got to get familiar, bro. Last 2 episodes.
It's wild because I've been watching it, but I didn't remember the name whatsoever. But, no, but listen, I watched when he was with Magic and Larry Bird, and Magic made a joke. It's like, oh, we can't touch Jordan, you know, because every time you touch him, it's a foul.
It's a
and
foul.
And you know what that sounds so funny to me?
Too close to Michael. It's a foul. I remember that.
That sounds hilarious because don't they say the same thing about LeBron now? LeBron's
ball,
it's a foul every time you touch him. Oh,
you can't get too close to the king. You can't get too close to the throne.
How times do change. We ain't trying to talk about that. How Michael maybe not used to flop a little bit to try and get an extra call. But that's y'all's hero. I ain't gonna say too much. All I'm gonna say is LeBron grew up, did what he had to do, and actually learned how to flop from Dwayne Wade. We could talk about that. Maybe y'all not ready for that. This is your conversation. LeBron played how he played. If LeBron played when Magic and them played and you were allowed to be mean to people and he grew up where he grew up and how he grew up, who wants to take a knee to the chest from LeBron James? Bill Laimbeer got one time.
Bill Laimbeer got one time to snatch LeBron out the sky. Who hit Bill Laimbeer in the face? Kareem? Somebody else hit Bill Laimbeer? All I know is LeBron's bigger than all of them. LeBron's bigger than all of those dudes. I don't know what the hell Dennis Rodman talking about, because I remember Dennis Rodman getting ate up in the post by Shaq. Like, they won one series, and another series, Shaq started eating him up. So Dennis Rodman talked about, you know, I remember him putting his hands behind his back because he was mad, saying they was calling too many fouls. LeBron ain't exactly Shaq in the post, but Dennis Rodman think he could keep up with LeBron James? If LeBron James wanted to run Dennis Rodman over, he was going to run Dennis Rodman over. What the hell was they going to do? I'm tired. So I'm not trying to hear people say LeBron's too soft to play in every area. Well, apparently Jordan was too soft according to Magic. He was just trying to be funny about it. But, you know, we can't
Speaking
say anything. I'm not on ESPN, so I ain't finna get it up.
I ain't got to watch what I say. All right, so they got, Mike and they got Mike at number one. I mean, ain't nobody really, like, surprised with that. Ain't nobody really surprised to keep it all the way 100 that Mike and LeBron are at 1 and 2. I'd be so glad when sports actually resume so that the people at Undisputed, Shannon Sharp, and First Take, everybody on that panel can find something else to talk about outside of LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Quick sidebar. Do you know that ESPN First Take has the gall to pose a question to simply, like, say, will Patrick Mahomes ever be great as Michael Jordan? That's how you know that they are really, like, fiending for, like, some content. I'm like, what sense does that even make, bro? What sense does that even make? I didn't even say that to veer off topic, but I don't get that.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But anyway, okay. You had comments for LeBron that you wanted to make. Let's go ahead and get into that right quick.
I just think LeBron could have played anywhere, anytime. If LeBron had to be more aggressive, I feel like LeBron would bless the day. People said, yes, we won't. He's like, no, we won't call blocking fouls. But we also won't call charging. So by all means, put your head down and see what you can do. What? Do y'all not remember the Miami days? Imagine the Miami days, but instead when you put your hand up there to block, he's trying to dunk your elbow back through the rim. Y'all, what's got y'all so confused? Why are y'all playing LeBron?
LeBron in Miami, arguably, like, the best version of LeBron was, I want to say, like, 2012, 2013 LeBron in it. Yeah,
that second year in Miami. That was terrifying.
He had a 60-40-90?
Yeah, something like that. I think that might have been his third MVP award that season.
Something like that. It's like some people, I don't know if they understand. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect Michael when I say what I'm about to say. But there were some people playing in Michael's era, some people balling in Michael's era, that would have been on the bench in this era. Because they weren't fast enough, they weren't athletic enough, and they can only catch
you. But you can say the same for Wilt, though. The competition, like, would Wilt average 30 in today's NBA?
We don't know that. See, so the problem with Wilt thing is, I'm trying to think of the comparison. The logo,
he averaged 30
in his generation. And it was like, all right. Wilt averaged like 50. He scored 100 points a game. He had a 50 rebound. His numbers were cartoonish. That's why it's different. The logo scored like 34, 35, 60 points. All right, that's really high numbers. Wilt scored 180. He had a season where he averaged 50 points, 20 rebounds.
His numbers weren't just, wow, those were great numbers in any season. His numbers were, I'm sorry, is this real? People still don't believe the 100-point game happened. It don't make sense. When your games start literally becoming fables, that's different. You different. He had a 50-point average season.
had a quadruple double game, something like that. Wolves numbers literally don't make sense. They don't make sense. That's why I say I put him as number one. If y'all put him against people that was as y'all small for that, but his numbers literally don't make sense. Everybody else's numbers back then is like, oh, they're pretty, those are great numbers for, you know, if you had those in the season now, 30 points is pretty great. Wolves had numbers that don't make any damn sense. If we started looking through Will Chamberlain's record book, it looked like you were playing 2K on rookie mode and decided to put it in the real life and say, I did this.
I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that. I just want to, like, say that, of course, there are all these players that are on this list. There is a year in their career that you could, you know, arguably, you know, call, like, make a case for them being the greatest of all time. But when I think of, like, totality, even for players that I wasn't privy to watch or whatnot, I'm sorry, I don't have no player in history over Kobe Bryant outside of Michael Jordan. It's like, it's hard to say that the remix is better than the original. In some cases, it actually is true, music-wise speaking, but I just don't. I don't have Kobe Bryant in number nine. I don't have eight players in history better than Kobe Bryant. I'm sorry, like, there's just too much Kobe hate. They hate Kobe. I feel like because he tried to be too much like the player that they already put as the greatest of all time.
I was about to say, they hate Kobe because he's too much of the player they love.
Yeah, too much. Too much. I get it. But, like, so I think it's Stephen A. Smith has said this. The only thing that Kobe didn't do that would have really made them feel some kind of way was wear the number 23. But I do scratch my head sometimes as to what it would have been like, how history and the perception of him may have changed had he went to Chicago when he actually wanted out of L.A. But, you know, that's a whole nother comment. I wonder what number he would have won.
I'm happy he didn't, because
I am too.
He wouldn't have won in Chicago. God, he wouldn't have won in Chicago. That franchise is trash, man. Ooh.
Anyway. That's what it is. Street Fighter, man. Let's go pay some bills. But you know what I'm saying? We out. Let's enjoy the weekend. Let's get up out of here, man.
Well, this is Come On Somebody. And actually, with that last thing that our host at the end said, I have to leave y'all with a question that just kind of came to mind. If y'all think Kobe would have left for Chicago, I only have one question. How crazy would it have been to see him play alongside Derrick Rose? That's it for us tonight, people.
Church.